Our scripture reading for this morning and for the special rite of baptism is taken from St. Paul's letter to the pastor Titus, chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Here ends our reading. You may be seated. Almost exactly 28 years ago, there was a little 18-month-old girl down in Midland, Texas, who fell into a well. Her name was Jessica McClure. Anybody probably about 35 and older remembers Jessica McClure's story. You college students maybe have never heard of her. Jessica McClure, this little 18-month-old girl, fell down into an old water shaft, into a well, and it was hard rock, and her legs were split as she was down hanging into that shaft. It's quite a picture of our helpless, hopeless condition spiritually before God. Because of our sins, we are trapped and would have nothing but eternal death in front of us. And there was a massive, massive rescue effort that was put into place to rescue that little girl, little Jessica. And it took close to 2, maybe almost 2.5 days to finally free her from that shaft and from that well. There was nothing she, of course, could do to help at all. And that's really a picture of us as well. The text in front of us today describing our spiritual condition in front of God says, not because of any righteous things we had done. A lot of times people think that what's going to make them right with God so he'll take them to heaven is how good they are and how wonderfully they've lived their lives. God says that'll never happen to a single one of us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not a single person in this sanctuary, certainly not the one talking to you today, who has lived their life well enough that God would reward them with coming to heaven. That will never happen. And so that little girl trapped in that well is a marvelous picture of what our sinful condition is like before God. But God has also, just like they did for Jessica, God has also put in place this massive rescue effort by sending his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into the world. And through the life and death of his Son, and then by his powerful resurrection from the dead, God has now rescued us. He has saved us. And that's exactly what our text is talking about. He says, according to his mercy, God saved us. And then he speaks about baptism. Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. What's going to happen here in a few minutes looks so insignificant to our eyes. It seems meaningless to the world. A little bit of water and some words. How silly does this seem to the world? And maybe even to our own reasoning. But listen to how God defines baptism. Look at the power that he puts into it. He says, he has rescued us and saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The thing that finally saved that little Jessica was water. They actually had just come up with a way to high pressurize water to such an extent that it could cut through that condemning rock and free her and cause a tunnel to be built to rescue her and pull her out. What a picture for us of the power that God has placed into the waters of baptism that seems so insignificant to the world. And yet by his grace, God takes what Christ has done and sticks it into that water by his word. And through that powerful means of his grace, God now rescues us and gives us faith in Christ so that we can go to heaven. The washing of regeneration it's talked about. That little girl, Jessica, is now close to 30 years old. She has her own family, kids, and so on. When she turned 25, she suddenly received a trust fund that had been started in her place when she was 18 months old that she could suddenly receive now at age 25. She had nothing to do with establishing it, never contributed a dime to it, But suddenly, at age 25, she received this gift, this trust, of almost $1 million. Isn't that also a beautiful picture for us of our baptism? In this rescue that God has done for us, we had nothing to do with it. We had nothing to contribute, but purely by His doing and by His grace, He now has saved us, given us faith in our Savior, and He gives us the promise of life everlasting in heaven, worth far more than $1 million. So today, as we observe this wonderful baptism of Hala, we invite all of you to reconsider the same wonderful sacrament that took place in your life as well. Amen. We continue with the rite of baptism on page 133.
Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In Him we live and move and have our being.
We are buried with Christ by baptism into death.
Just as He was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the
of life.
As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
As many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death.
Baptism also now saves us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Beloved in the Lord, in the Word of God we learn that from the fall of Adam, we are all conceived and born in sin and condemned to everlasting death. But we also learn that the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save sinners. In order that all men, women, and children might come to the knowledge of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, He has entrusted holy baptism to His church as a means of grace for our salvation. Our Lord has testified, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, and he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Therefore, according to His command and promise, we receive Hala into the Christian church through the washing of regeneration, and we beseech our Savior graciously to receive her and to shower forth the power of the Holy Spirit, that she will be given the new birth of faith, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to the Almighty and everlasting God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to His disciples and said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
And let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hala, it was customary at the time of baptism in the early church to make the sign of the cross on the person's forehead and on their chest to signify that they have been redeemed and rescued by Jesus and by His work for us on the cross. So receive that. The merciful and eternal God, who alone saves from all evil and who graciously has called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light through our Savior Jesus Christ, deliver you from the power of darkness, sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in his faith and truth, now and forevermore. Amen. So, Hal, I'll now ask you some questions. Hallie June Kitzmiller, do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in God the Son, the Redeemer of the world? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life? And do you wish to be baptized? Hallie June Kitzmiller, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was customary at baptisms to join together in confessing the faith into which the person baptized was being baptized. Please join me then in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us rise. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal God, our heavenly Father, we give you heartfelt thanks that you continually preserve and increase your holy Christian church, and that you have now led Hallie to receive the washing of the new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve her in the grace of baptism, so that she may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And receive the baptismal blessing, Hallie. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all of your sins. May he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Thanks be to God. We join in singing our closing hymn.
I'm a child of paradise.
And now may the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Go in peace. Amen.